Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, maybe they won't be so wrong, because Mary Kay Cabot joins us right now. Maybe she will set the record straight here. She's from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Of course, find her on Twitter at Mary Kay Cabot. She's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing wonderful. Are you drawing any conclusions from tonight's schedule release about how long or when or whatever about Deshaun Watson's suspension?
No, I don't think you can do that, because I don't think the NFL even knows right now what the suspension is going to be. So I don't know if they know that it's going to be for sure this season, next season, if it's going to be 6 games, 8 games, 4. There will be an appeal after that. So I don't really think that you can look at this schedule tonight and say, oh, they obviously did that because he's going to be gone.
Wait, it is interesting, Mary Kay, because the Browns talked with what seemed to me, and maybe you could tell me I was misinterpreting, but it seemed like they were talking with so much confidence that because of their internal investigation, again, they never talked to any of the actual accusers, but their investigation, just looking over all the records that were available to them, all the testimony, all the discovery that they had in front of them, that this wasn't going to be some bombshell of a suspension. Is that just wishful thinking on their part? Or do you think they're talking behind the scenes to the NFL and the NFL could be tipping them off?
You know, I think they talked to a lot of people. I think they would have had to have talked to the NFL, no matter how that would have gone, in terms of, you know, whatever, back channels, speaking directly with Roger Goodell. You know, I'm not exactly sure how that went down, but I'm sure that they had some insight, some due diligence that they did that led them to believe that Deshaun wasn't going to, you know, be suspended for 2 years or something like that, like Trevor Bauer was. So, yeah, I do think that they probably had some feeling that it wasn't going to be, you know, a deal breaker.
Give us a leak. Give us a game, you know, right now on the air.
Well, I think we're all hearing the Steelers for the opener.
Whoa! Really?
And I have seen Browns at Ravens in Week 18, and a few others, but who really knows? Until things really start to get rolling today, but. Those are a couple of the ones that I've been seeing so far.
Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline. Obviously, no surprise to anybody that the Browns over the years have really struggled with their opening games. It's been historical how many of these opening games they've lost. So should that change Browns fans' minds on what type of an opponent we should want in Week 1, whether or not we should want a really good team or a team that you would think we're supposed to easily win?
Well, you know, I think it depends on the situation. If you have a team that is, you know, still trying to come together and might not have their mojo down until a little bit later in the season, you might want an easier opponent. But it seems like, from what I've been seeing, there could be a chance that there are a couple of division games really, really early on. I like them better at the end. But it looks like there's a chance that they could be starting out pretty strong in that regard. And so I think that the Browns will have to hope that they do have Deshaun Watson on hand for those games, and that he is up to speed and that he's got his timing and chemistry down with Amari Cooper, and they know how they want to run this offense, because, you know, some teams will have, you know, their well-oiled machines up and running by week one, and the Browns might just still be trying to figure things out a little bit.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, what's the latest with Jadeveon Clowney?
You know, it's still a possibility. There's still mutual interest. I think the fact that Jerry Hughes signed with the Texans, I think that makes it even more likely that Jadeveon will end up here. I think it's something that they should do, and I could see it happening, you know, maybe by next week or something like that.
Why is it kind of taking so long? Why is there such a long wait, I guess?
Well, I think one of the things is, I think the Browns are still trying to figure out what's going to happen with Baker Mayfield. And once they know that, they'll have a better handle on the cap space that they'll have to work with. So, I think they just have sort of an order of operations, and I think they're still working to see if they can move Baker Mayfield.
Is there anything with Jarvis Landry at all, or is that ship sailed?
I would say that ship has sailed. That's something that, you know, they had mutual interest. And even at the owners' meetings, Jarvis's new agent told me that on the record, that they were talking and had mutual interest. But it just didn't work out. I don't think the money worked out. I think once the Browns drafted David Bell, they had what they needed on the inside and the slot, and they liked the makeup of their receiver room. And I think both sides just decided it was time to part ways.
Mary Kay joined us on the hotline. Do you think it is their evaluation of Jarvis that he has just lost it, that he is washed? I mean, he's 29. When receivers start getting close to 30, unless they are the elite of the elites, we know they're not as quick, they're not as explosive. And Jarvis was banged up last year, the most banged up he's ever been. Did they read all that into it as opposed to, hey, it was the quarterback's fault?
I think there were a lot of factors. This will be the year that he turns 30. He wants more money than they want to pay him. You know, all of those things. The fact that they drafted David Bell. And then sometimes it's just time for a change of scenery for both sides. I mean, maybe they want a different vibe in their wide receiver room. Maybe they want a different leader. Let Amari Cooper come in and be the face and the voice of that wide receiver room and let him set the tone. And it's definitely a different tone. They have completely two different personalities. And, you know, I think they kind of want to let the Deshaun Watson, Amari Cooper thing get rolling.
Mary Kay, rank the coaches in the AFC North right now. Go.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to make me do that?
Yep, right now. Go.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I can. I don't know if I want to, but
yes, you want to.
Why don't you want to? Why don't you want to?
The room wants it. Our listeners want it.
Well, the only reason you wouldn't want to is because you would be telling people something they didn't want to hear. Why?
Well, no. I mean, I don't know if I necessarily want to put them in that kind of an order right now.
Do you want me to order them? I'll order them for you, and we can run it by you.
You can go ahead. You order them.
Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh, Kevin Stefanski, Zach Taylor.
Well, Zach Taylor just took a team to the Super Bowl. So,
would he have taken Baker Mayfield to the playoffs?
We don't know.
I think we do know.
We don't know.
I think you don't want to say.
No, we are just not sure about that. I mean, I like your order from the standpoint of what we've seen over the years, but we'll have to see how it goes.
Would Kevin Stefanski you go. You talk.
Mike Tomlin had Ben Roethlisberger all those years.
I think that was a detriment at some points.
Well, it was in the end, for sure.
Yeah. He was rickety.
And Kevin Stefanski, Coach of the Year. You're putting AP Coach of the Year third?
Haven't they all been Coach of the Year?
I think so.
And Kevin Stefanski is the only one who's never had an All-Pro or a Pro Bowl quarterback.
That's right.
Yes, poor That's Kevin Stefanski, who had zero talent, no good players on the team. How did he how did he even get the team to actually show up?
The talent that Kevin Stefanski had didn't want to be there. You can't say that for Cincinnati.
It's amazing. Ken every year talks about how much talent the Browns have over everybody else and why they're going to the playoffs every year. And now when we do this argument, it's like, well, how did poor Kevin Stefanski manage to even line them up?
This guy was just bitching my ear off yesterday, Mary Kay. The guy was just complaining to me yesterday, Mary Kay, because everybody says that this roster isn't talented. He goes, what do you mean this roster isn't talented? You can't say champions pose when I just called you out on the carpet for something you just said. You can do that all you want. It doesn't mean you're right.
Go ahead, Mary Kay.
Oh.
Who's right and who's wrong, Mary Kay? Am I right or is Lima wrong?
Rank them. Rank them in terms of rightness versus wrongness. Go.
Judge Mary Kay.
Oh, my gosh. I am.
What is the capital of Nebraska, Mary Kay?
Go.
What is the capital of Nebraska?
Hey, I was up late again last night, so no, I'm not getting.
So was I.
Today.
So was I. Why?
Was there another Vegas trip, Mary Kay?
Were there more reports of Baker going to Carolina? Is that why you were up at late, Mary Kay?
No Vegas trip, but Anthony, I was at Wine Bar last night, and I did not see you there.
Two things. You were at Wine Bar. Second of all, you did not deny anything I just said about Baker Mayfield, so that is going on the website.
I was looking for you, Anthony. The place was hopping.
What do you drink at the wine bar? What's your favorite wine?
That's another thing I'm not going to answer. You're throwing a lot.
What's
of
the point
at
of interviewing you if you're not going to answer any of the questions I ask you, Mary Kay?
I can answer a lot of things, but that is not one of them.
Did you finish Euphoria?
Water. I actually drank. I drank water last night.
Where did you go to college?
And no, I did not finish Euphoria. I'm still rattled by the first episode that I watched with my daughter.
I heard that's the wrong person to sit there and watch Euphoria with. Thoughts?
Yes, and she asked my husband to leave the room, please, while we were watching Euphoria.
That'd
yeah.
be really weird.
So, no, I did not finish Euphoria.
Mary Kay Cabot.
At least now, I won't watch it with my daughter.
Huh.
Okay, now what do you want to know about the Cleveland Browns?
She's asking, what's your question?
I want you to rank Kevin Stefanski in the AFC North. That's what I want.
Here we go again.
I know where you have him. I know where you have him.
Basically, no. Mary Kay, what he wants to know. Hold on. What he truly wants to know is, do you feel worse about Stefanski than you did a year ago? And if so, how much worse?
No, I don't feel worse about Stefanski than I did a year ago. I think they had a very, very challenging not only quarterback situation a year ago, but they had a challenging right tackle situation. They were without Kareem Hunt for most of the year. Their ex-receiver left in the middle of the season. It was difficult to run the offense the way that you would have. So I'm very eager to see what he can do this season. Andrew Berry raves about him as a play caller. I want to see what he's got this year when he has Deshaun Watson, Amari Cooper, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, David Njoku. So, no, I'm not willing to put him last in the pecking order there.
If Jacoby Brissett has to start 9 games or more for the Cleveland Browns, are you taking playoffs most likely off the table?
Yeah, I probably would take playoffs most likely off the table if Deshaun is out for 9 games or more, because of the level of talent in the AFC North and the AFC in general, and all the amazing quarterbacks out there, and the lineup, the slate that the Browns have to play. Now, they do have some easier quarterbacks this year, but they have some really, really difficult ones. So, yeah, I would say 9 or more would mean no playoffs.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for your time. And how do you rank the head coaches in the AFC North?
I'll tell you next week.
Oh, no, you won't. You're going to find a way. You're going to hope I forget. All right.
Next week, I'll tell you what I drank at the wine bar.
Wow. All right, Mary Kay, thank you for the time.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, a one-time watcher of the show Euphoria. I'm a no-time watcher of the show Euphoria. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I don't know. I'm not going to watch that. Bunch of high school kids doing drugs or whatever it is.
Well, I think everybody has either their limits or they have their genres that they just don't feel like. If there's a huge sci-fi thing, like I know I'm not going to get Sarah to be able to watch Obi-Wan Kenobi. She hasn't watched any of the All-Star stuff. Star Wars stuff. She hasn't watched any of it, so she's probably not going to be inclined to see something like that. So everybody has their realm.
But I like Euphoria, to try new things.
But Euphoria just had so many people talking and so many people that I guess kind of analyze, you know, that genre that I felt like I had to watch it.
There's some other HBO show out there. It's like Passion Bucket or something like that. Penelope Flowers or something weird. I don't know. What is it? You know any of that?
No.
Okay. Somebody told me I needed
to
watch
shows.
It's an HBO show. It's something weird. I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Passion Bucket. I don't think that's on HBO, buddy. I think that's up there on the pay-per-views.
I don't know. I wish I could. All right. Coming up, 9 o'clock, the great Jason Lloyd will join us. We'll talk about both the Guardians, Guards. Talk about them. And schedule, which comes out tonight. Of course we will. Coming up next, been a rough year in New York for a certain somebody. He might be realizing that Cleveland isn't so bad. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.